USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 members of the National Guard sent to Washington to help secure Wednesday's inauguration have been sent home following a vetting process. Defense Department officials say two had expressed anti-government sentiments on social media, with the other 10 being removed for a variety of reasons. General Daniel Hawkinson, chief of the National Guard Bureau, says the troops were sent home out of an abundance of caution.
We work very closely with law enforcement, and if there's any identification or anything whatsoever that needs to be looked into, out of an abundance of caution, we automatically pull those personnel off the line and make sure that they're not part of the mission set. And in certain cases, we make sure that we get them sent home.
And Senator Richard Burr says the Justice Department has told him that he will not face charges for alleged insider trading. The North Carolina Republican has been under investigation for stock sales Burr made in the days before markets dropped because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Several of President-elect Joe Biden's picks for cabinet positions were on Capitol Hill Tuesday as hearings on their nominations began. Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen said that big action would be needed to bring about the recovery from the pandemic that the country needs. She told the senators at her hearing that she's ready to work in a bipartisan manner to achieve the administration's ambitious goals.
We have to rebuild our economy so that it creates more prosperity for more people and ensures that American workers can compete in an increasingly competitive global economy. Members of the committee, these are very ambitious goals, and I know we will need to work together. You can count on me to do that in a bipartisan way.
Yellen previously served as the chair of the Federal Reserve from 2014 to 2018. Should she be confirmed, Yellen will be the first female Treasury Secretary. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A migrant caravan is making its way through Central America, partially spurred on by anticipated changes in U.S. immigration policy. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Another Central American migrant caravan is heading north towards the U.S. border. It's estimated to be between 7,000 and 8,000 people strong. The migrants leaving Honduras and hoping Joe Biden's new immigration policy will allow them into the United States. Biden is telling the group to slow down, and former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, says,
his words matter, and it's saying, you know, delay it, we're going to take care of you in the near future, but don't come right now. Too little, too late. The promises he has made is going to entice people to come to this country, no matter what he says now. It's already started. The criminal gangs have already figured out the transportation routes. The caravans are already loaded up and coming, and more is going to come. You're going to see a surge at the border that we've never seen before because of the words of Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ford will have to recall several million vehicles over airbag issues, according to a ruling from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The NTSA is ordering the carmaker to recall 3 million vehicles because of faulty airbag inflators made by Takata. The recalls will affect various models made from 2006 to 2012. Ford will have 30 days to come up with a schedule for notifying vehicle owners of the need for repairs. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.